Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we present a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra from their 20th anniversary season. This concert was presented November 2nd at Kirkland Performance Center, and the title of the program was Quincy Jones and Ray Charles on Jackson Street. This was billed as a salute to the groundbreaking jazz of the 1940s on Seattle's Jackson Street when Ray Charles and Quincy Jones got their starts. And the program is drawn from the music of both. There are a couple of guest artists who will be appearing on this program. We'll tell you a little bit more about them in a moment. But let's open with the band playing a piece by Quincy Jones, which appeared on his first album called The Birth of a Band. Composed by saxophonist Sonny Stitt and arranged by Quincy Jones, it's played here by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. It's titled Happy Faces.
David Marriott on trombone. David Marriott. Bill Ramsey on baritone saxophone. Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone.
Opening this concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra with music of Quincy Jones and Ray Charles, that was a tune that was written by Sonny Stitt and arranged by Quincy Jones for his big band, a tune titled Happy Faces. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next, the band is joined by organist Delvon Lamar, a Seattle-born organist who plays in a variety of groups around the Seattle-Tacoma area, and this is his first appearance with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Ray Charles played a lot of piano and organ in his day, and this is a piece that's associated with both Quincy Jones and Ray Charles. It's called One Mint Julep, written by Rudy Tombs and arranged by Quincy Jones, with Delvon Lamar on organ and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
Mark Taylor. And the man who played lead trombone with Ray Charles, went on the road with Ray Charles, Mr. Dan Marcus on trombone. And of course, Mr. Delvon Lamar on Hammond B3 organ. And we can't forget about Randy Halberstadt on piano.
No worries, we'll bring him back. We'll bring him back lots more in the second half. So we're enjoying ourselves immensely playing for you and playing with these great guest artists. We'd like to now feature one of our own. Long ago, we had Floyd Standifer in the band. I'm sure many of you remember Floyd Standifer. And when we played with Quincy Jones back in 2001, that was at the Opera House, and Floyd was in the band then. In fact, our SRGO Live, I don't know if you guys know this, the SRGO Live back cover has a picture of us with Quincy Jones on the front, and he's conducting us. And there's Floyd on the end of the band. And he played this solo for Quincy. Quincy gave him lots of love afterwards. And this is entitled "The Midnight Sun Never Sets." We would like to feature our own soloist now, Thomas Marriott, and we hope you enjoy "The Midnight Sun Never Sets." Thomas Marriott.
Take a bow, Thomas Marriott.
You know, our band has been in business now for 20 years. We're celebrating our 20th... Thank you. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. I believe we were here at one of the very first concerts here at the Kirkland Performance Center back when the center opened. This became immediately one of our home bases, and we are just pleased as punch to be here with you. On behalf of Clarence and myself, I'd like to thank all of you guys. It's been a pleasure all these years to serve and play great music with you. And let's give all these guys another big round. Now, one of the musicians who has passed on is the great Hadley Kallman. And Hadley was here holding forth for many years with us. And we miss him terribly. We do have a new recording that has just come out, and this was one of the last recordings that he made in his life with our band. It was recorded, as I mentioned, right here at Kirkland Performance Center, and it's the Kansas City Suite. It was one of our favorites. Really, most of them have been done right here in Kirkland, and the reason is great audiences. But also, this wonderful hall has a sound that we love to play in, and the recordings come out well. You'll notice that we have recording microphones up here on stage with us because Mr. Jim Wilkie from KPLU is in the house recording today. Yes, Jim Wilkie. I guess if any of these songs sound good when we're all done, he might broadcast one or two of them on his Jazz Northwest show that's on KPLU. Jim recorded this concert live, and we hope that you'll pick it up and enjoy it, take it home with you, and enjoy the playing of Hadley Kallman, but also Randy Halberstadt is featured prominently on it, as is Travis Randy. So the Kansas City Suite is out there.
You're listening to a broadcast concert of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra from the Kirkland Performance Center. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Clarence Acox.
We're going to finish this portion of the afternoon with one from an album that was recorded in 1963. Probably my favorite tune on the album. This is called The Twitch. The Twitch. Thank you. Michael Van Bever, Randy Halberstadt, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you, thank you. Wonderful audience, wonderful audience.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, Quincy Jones and Ray Charles on Jackson Street. Music composed by these two giants of jazz who began their careers on Jackson Street in Seattle. This concert is coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming on the web at kplu.org. Continuing our highlights of music from this concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, we'll hear a Quincy Jones composition featuring Toby Stone on flute and alto sax in Jessica's Day.
Toby Stone on alto saxophone. And flute. Michael Van Beber on trumpet. Randy Halberstadt. Jessica's Day. Next, we'd like to proceed with a piece called Let's Go. It's a Ray Charles composition, marvelous arrangement, and we hope you like it. We're going to take it up a little notch. Let's Go. Randy Halberstadt, Mark Taylor, Bill Ramsey, we're going to feature Michael Brockman on a very lovely composition by Quincy Jones. This is from an album called The Quintessence. This piece is simply called Quintessence. Michael Brockman. Michael Brockman. Quintessence, Michael Brockman. Quincy wrote so many lovely melodies. Beautiful arrangement, beautiful melody. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring the Right Reverend back out to the stage. We're talking about our special guest, Mr. Delvon Lamar. He's going to play with us a composition by Ray Charles called Mr. C. Thomas Marriott, Dan Marcus, Travis Ranney, Randy Halberstadt, and Delvon Lamar. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we said we had a marvelous vocalist. This next gentleman that's going to come to the stage is a gentleman I met when he first moved to Seattle from Texas back in the 80s. He hails from Port Arthur, Texas, but he's a Pacific Northwester all the way now. Let's give him a Kirkland round of applause for Mr. Reggie Goins. He's gonna sing a Ray Charles classic, Them That Got.
I've gotten down to my last pair of shoes. Can't even win a nickel bet because of them that's got all them that gets. And I ain't got nothing yet. I'm sneaking in and out, ducking the landlord. All I seem to do is stay in debt because of them that's got all them that gets. And I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got or them that gets, is something I can't see. Cause if you had to have something before you can get some, how you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folks with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get, oh, them that's got is supposed to get, but I ain't got nothing yet. Come on. That old saying, them that's got or them that gets them, is something I can't see. Now if you gotta have something before you can get something, how you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folks with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get, oh, what them that's got is supposed to get, but I ain't got nothing yet. Oh, I tell y'all, I ain't found nothing yet. You know I just don't understand it. I can't get a nickel or a dime for a cup of coffee. I need a hamburger. In fact, a hot dog wouldn't be too bad. I would just be grateful to get my hands on most anything right now.
Travis Ranney.
Now, the next tune we're going to do requires your participation. I know I talked to the band a couple of days. We've done this before, and they are not, they're holding fast to their integrity of not singing. And so This place has nice acoustics. I really appreciate the sound. And I'm sure that this song will survive because you will make it happen. So there's nothing holding you back now. Here's your chance. I'm sure there's some singers out there. So the only thing I want you to do, we're going to sing a song called Drowning in My Own Tears. And so all you have to do is sing those words, Drowning in My Own Tears, at the end of the song. So Drowning in My Own Tears. You do it four times, and that's it. Okay, that's what I'm going to need. So y'all get ready. No practice, because it's going to be perfect. I can tell. All right. Y'all ready? Everybody's ready. See, this is different. These people here can't prepare. You guys, I don't know. Man. They gave me all kind of trouble when I asked them to do it. No, you don't want that to happen, brother. All right. It brings a tear into my eyes when I begin to realize I cried so much since you've been gone. I guess I'll drown in my own tears. I sit and cry just like a child. Oh yeah, my pouring tears are running wild. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll drown, oh yes, in my own tears. I know it's true. Into each life, oh, some rain must pour. I'm so blue here without you. It keeps a raining more and more. Why don't you come on home? Oh yeah, so I won't be all alone. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll drown, oh yes, in my own tears. I know it's true, into each life. Oh, some rain must pour. Oh, so blue here without you. It keeps the raining more. Why don't you come on home? Oh yeah, so I won't
all alone. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll, yeah. Don't let me, when I'm in trouble, baby. No, don't let me. I guess I'll drown, oh yes, in my own tears.
Reggie Goin, Delvon Lamar, now we're going to bring Reggie Goins back to the stage. Well, he's already on the stage. This is called I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town.
Way out on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move, baby. Way out on the outskirts of town. You see, we won't need nobody. Always hanging around. Let me tell you, honey, we gonna move away from here. I don't need no ice man. I'm gonna get you a Frigidaire when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. You see, we don't need nobody. Always hanging around. Funny, honey, funny as can be, but if we have a dozen children, you know they all better look like me when we move way back of town. Always hanging around. We won't need nobody, baby. Oh, always hanging around. Hanging around.
Delvon Lamar, Reggie Goins.
Thanks to the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directors Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, and guests Delvon Lamar and Reggie Goins. Thanks also to Howard Mostrom for house sound and assistance with recording, and the stage crew and facilities of the Kirkland Performance Center. For more about the SRJO's 20th anniversary season, see srjo.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU.